The U.S. economy did not grow as fast as expected in the fourth quarter of last year. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product was up at the end of last year, but not that far up, about 2.6%. Those numbers slow the rate of overall economic growth for the entire year. GDP is used to gauge the health of the economy and of the U.S. dollar. To help us make sense of this latest report, we look now to Bloomberg's Mike Regan. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm okay. The economy, though, how is it doing? It grew 2.4% overall last year. That wasn't all that experts were predicting, though. So the question for you is this good news or bad?
Well, it's obviously a disappointment compared to the 3% growth at the end of the year that the economists had expected at average, on average. And the stock market is obviously reacting pretty negatively to it. But a lot of the reaction I'm reading from economists is that it's not as bad as it first looks. One of the big drags on GDP at the end of the year was government spending was down pretty sharply. National defense spending dropped 12.5%, and government spending as a whole dropped about 2.2%. So that alone subtracted about 0.4% from GDP. And the other big issue was imports were up much more than exports. And imports are actually subtracted from the GDP figure. So that gap between imports and exports alone subtracted about 1 percentage point from GDP. So those things are sort of the story behind the miss in the numbers. And they're not necessarily the worst things in the world to be causing that lower than expected number.
Okay, so at the end of the day, that day being December 31st of last year, the economy had indeed grown for the year. What were the most significant signs of progress?
The most encouraging thing was the growth in consumer spending. It rose about 4.3%, which is above what economists had expected. It's actually the strongest quarterly increase in consumer spending since before the recession. And it sort of showed that people were taking the money they were saving on lower gas prices, lower oil and energy prices, and spending it, which is not necessarily a guaranteed phenomenon. You know, they could save that money. They could pay down their debt. But the fact that they, you know, it appears like they did boost their spending is a good sign going forward since gas prices remain low. And, you know, it's pretty big. Consumer spending is obviously the bulk of the economy. So going forward, that's a decent sign to a lot of economists.
Okay. And the fact that inflation in 2014 was pretty close to zero feels like a dangerous place to be, is it?
It is. You know, obviously, I always compare inflation to garlic in a recipe. You know, you want a little bit of it in there. You don't want too much, obviously, but you definitely need it there. Obviously, if prices start falling, that's going to be a hit to the sales, revenue, and earnings of corporate America, and not to mention the tax payments coming into the government if, you know, prices fall. So a little bit of inflation is good. On the flip side, the fact that it's not too hot doesn't really put a whole lot of new pressure on the Federal Reserve to be in a hurry to raise interest rates. With, you know, inflation as low as it is, they can really take their time on that.
Okay, so briefly, gas prices, as you mentioned, are low. Employment is up now, but there's still uncertainty in the market. What's being predicted for this year?
For 2015, the average economist's estimate is about 3.2% growth for the U.S., which is a pretty good figure. Global growth is actually only forecast to grow at 2.75%, so the U.S. would actually be outpacing the rest of the world. Europe, the countries that use the euro are only forecast to grow a little bit more than 1%. But the real question mark is this dollar is so strong that it can have a deflationary effect on the economy and hurt growth in the long run. So that's sort of the question mark surrounding all these estimates.
Okay. Thank you. Mike Regan, editor at Bloomberg News in New York.